Now, the PolitiFact Wisconsin project has just passed a milestone. They've checked 1,000 claims in the last 5 years relating to statements made by politicians and other public figures.
Joining us to talk about how they do their research and what trends they've seen is James Nelson. He works for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel as a reporter for PolitiFact Wisconsin and a deputy business editor. Jim, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, PolitiFact Wisconsin started about 5 years ago. What was the political landscape in Wisconsin like back then?
It was a lot different. Scott Walker was Milwaukee County Executive, and when we started, it was right before the Republican primary for governor, and that was one of the first elections that we covered as PolitiFact. The Democrats were in charge of the governor's mansion and the state legislature, and Paul Ryan was a member of Congress. And, of course, he's gone on, and Governor Walker has gone on, and others have gone on to take over the State House and advance their careers in a variety of ways.
So you've been, PolitiFact has been up and running during years of huge change in Wisconsin. How does that affect what you've been doing?
You know, when we did our roundup of looking back on our 1,000 items, we've realized that looking back, it was sort of a walk through history of all the tumult and so forth about the passage of Act 10 and the the campaign that the governor waged to running for president, and of course the recall campaign. But some of the same issues have come up again and again, and some of the same players. And for instance, job creation and a random sampling, the 10 items that I chose when we did our walk through the first 1,000 items, almost half of them were claims that were about job creation and claims on both sides, from both sides of the aisle, about job creation. And that really underscores how important economic issues are in this time.
How influential would you say PolitiFact Wisconsin has been? Have you, for instance, fact-checked something, reported it maybe to be false or sort of false, and seen a politician change course, re-message?
Sometimes. We also, on last month on National Recycling Day, we had a little fun and went back and looked at some claims, including some from Governor Walker and some from others, who we'd rated a claim and in some cases rated it false or pants on fire, which is ridiculously false, and see the same claim be repeated again, sometimes by a different speaker or a different organization. But we've also seen since PolitiFact started, we've seen the language of fact-checking factor into things like the presidential debate. I remember one of the debates between Governor Romney and President Obama, and Governor Romney again and again referred to this as a fact, and we often have press conferences or attend press conferences or replay them, and often the speaker will look up and say, "Go ahead, fact check me on that." So there, it's become part of the political process.
Yeah, it's interesting. As you say, there's been a rise of fact checking in media circles. So how is what, say, PolitiFact Wisconsin does different than the job, really, of the media, which is to make sure that the truth is being told and to hold people like elected officials accountable?
It's another way of holding politicians, pundits, and third-party groups accountable. Our method of reporting is no different than our method of reporting of in-depth or enterprise stories. Our processes are a little different. When we choose a statement to evaluate, the first phone call or email we shoot off is to the speaker of that statement. And the first thing we do is we ask them, where did that information come from? How do you substantiate the statement you've made? And then we go on from there. Another thing that we do differently than conventional news coverage is, especially with our online version, you can see our sources. You can see the reports we read, the interviews we conducted. We list all of our sources just like you would in the footnotes for a term paper. It's very rigorous, and that's something we're very proud of.
And we're going to dive in just a little. We're going to keep talking with you after another pledge break here. But PolitiFact Wisconsin just passed a big milestone, 1,000 facts checked in 5 years. It's a lot of facts. But let's take a look at some of the notable claims during that period. We'll start with this one. Claim 100 relates to State Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. And by the way, we're going to get at fact-checking on both sides of the aisle. But tell us about Claim 100.
Well, that was when Senator Fitzgerald talked about photo ID, and he, in that instance, the claim that he made was that there were instances of people trying to vote five or six times a day. And we, like I said before, the first call we make is to the office of we try to reach the individual who made the claim. And in this case, the senator's office couldn't provide a single example of somebody who voted or tried to vote four, five, six times a day. And that was part of the debate that led to the passage of the voter ID law. But the statement that that he made, it was we rated that as false.
And we're going to get to more of those claims that you fact-checked over the years as we continue our conversation with James Nelson, who works for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel as a reporter for PolitiFact Wisconsin, and he's also a deputy business editor.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert, and we're continuing our conversation with James Nelson, who works on the PolitiFact Wisconsin project. They just checked their 1,000th claim. And Jim, let's take a look at another fact here, fact 200, if you would. This one relates to something that Governor Walker said. Tell us about that.
Well, that was a claim shortly after he was governor, when he was responding to the outcry of Act 10. And he pointed out that Milwaukee County was spending, where he was previously county executive, was spending more than $170,000 in salaries the previous year for employees to participate in union activities, such as collective bargaining. And that was that statement was true, because actually the county spent about $180,000 for three union presidents who did union work full time, and they spent it, the money went to other part-time employees as well. That's really common for public employee union contracts, and that was something that had been negotiated between the county and the unions in question.
And, you know, when we look at the vast array of things people say, elected officials and all the other kinds of people, pundits, representative spokespeople, people say a lot of stuff. How do you decide what you're going to check?
You know, there's a couple of rules of thumb that my colleagues, Tom Kircher, Dave Umhafer, and our editor for PolitiFact, Greg Borowski, we use, it's kind of a rule of thumb that's boils down to one word, and that's the word, really? And if we read something, we see something, somebody sends it in and says, hey, check this out. If we look at each other and say, really, is that the case? Then we know it's a potential item. You know, we do a little vetting to make sure we haven't done it previously. We haven't, you know, that it's difficult to fact check a statement of opinion, obviously. But that's sort of our rule of thumb. And also, when it comes time for the items to be ruled upon, the ruling, the decision of what the final ruling is true, mostly true, and so forth, and pants on fire, those decisions are made by editors who had nothing to do with the gathering of the story. They use what PolitiFact founder Bill Adair calls the kind of the, we call it the Mabel test. And it's, Mabel is a hypothetical reader sitting at her table in Stevens Point or Waupaca. And it's, if Mabel knew all the facts that were associated with that statement, what would Mabel say? And that's sort of the common sense approach that we try to take when the editors evaluate the statements.
I got to ask, how did you come up with the name Mabel?
That was a creation of Bill Adair, who created PolitiFact at the St. Petersburg Times Washington Bureau in 2007. PolitiFact is in 10 states, and Bill and now his successors running the national operation, when a news organization in a different state decides to participate in PolitiFact, they go through a training manual, several days of training. We all follow the same standards. We all follow the same common sense approach, show your work, make the call to the speaker first, and so on and so forth. And the Mabel thing is something Bill Adair cooked up, and frankly, it kind of works.
Now, going back to the word you said, you ask each other, really, is this true? I half thought you were going to say the word truthiness, which is that Stephen Colbert word, because you don't just rate things true or false. I mean, a fact,
right.
The definition of a fact is that it's true or false, really, but there's a spectrum here that you're working with. How do you deal with that gray area? I mean, you told us a little bit about that process, but do you think it is kind of hard to fact check, that there is some truth to the word truthiness?
There actually is, and we have 6 different ratings. Obviously, if the statement is true and there's nothing wrong with it and nothing significant missing, that's that. But we do mostly true, which is an accurate statement but needs clarification or additional information. Half true is if they've said part of a true statement, but they've left out, sort of the well but or the yeah but thing, if they've left out details or if they've taken things out of context. And then there's mostly false, which is an element of truth, but they ignore a critical fact that would give it a completely different impression. And then there's flat out false, which is a statement that's not accurate. And then there's pants on fire, which is an inaccurate statement and that makes a ridiculous claim. So,
do you know how many pants on fires you've given out in those 5 years?
Off the top of my head, I don't know. I would imagine that it's not the preponderance of our the statements we've evaluated. I don't have a breakdown of. We didn't break it down that way. I will tell you that when candidates are running from behind, or they're lagging in the polls, or they're trying to stir up attention, or maybe if they're leading in the polls, you'll find them reaching for the truth, maybe, with the statements they make and statements we evaluate.
Well, Jim, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your interest.
That was James Nelson, who works for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel as a reporter for PolitiFact Wisconsin. PolitiFact Wisconsin just evaluated claim number 1,000.